morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, people love this radio station. I know you hear it wherever you go. I hear it where I go. They name the programs they listen to, whether it's your commentary in the morning or the panel discussion during the roundtable or any of the other offerings that we have, whether it's Tanglewood, great classical music, or the conversations on various subjects like health and environment. But there's one reason to give to the radio station. It's because you love the radio station, and it's very important that we do that at WAMC.org. The fund drive is coming.
David, I couldn't have said it better myself. I have to say I'm a little concerned. We're about $20,000 behind where we were at this time last year. People may be trumped out. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that if we don't have this radio station, we're all a lot poorer. Let me talk to each individual who I meet and you meet and who tell us what this radio station represents to them. This is not just saying stuff. This is personal. It's personal for everybody, because if you get on in the morning, if you listen in the morning and you listen all day and this means something to you and we're always there, if Trump is speaking, hey, we're going to play Trump. If there is an alternative to what he is saying, we're going to play that. And that is something you don't find on Fox or any of these other places. So I'm just simply saying it is personal. It's you and it's me, and there's no way out of it. It's David Gustina, it's Alan Chartok, and it is everybody who's out there who knows and can make a personal assessment as to what this radio station means to them. And if we let this go, if we turn around, then you get an election which you don't like very much and you don't like the results. And so I'm just simply imploring everybody to remember how we put all of this together, and that if we walk away from it, it's done, just like certain governmental things have been done.
We are family. WAMC.org. Come on, everybody. It's real simple. Well, Alan, the president stood at the UN and delivered a speech in front of the General Assembly yesterday. The New York Times is editorializing, tongue-in-cheek, sort of, that he must have mistaken the gathering for a campaign stop.
That's exactly right. It was almost as if he were a stand-up comedian. The guy opens his mouth, he tells a whole bunch of lies, all of which have been outlined in the New York Times this morning. But he also says that he's the best president that has ever been. They've accomplished more. And when he said it, it was as if he were a stand-up. Everybody started to laugh in the place. This man has brought shame to this country. There's no two ways about it. When everybody blatantly laughs in his face, something you don't find very often when a major speaker is doing their thing.
Meantime, you got the specter of the Supreme Court nominee, Judge Kavanaugh, the accusers. As it stands now, your thoughts on where this is headed?
I've been saying again and again and again, there is a major problem within the Republican Party here, and at least the Republican establishment. They have to decide, each and every person who is making this decision, whether or not losing the Senate, and that's a possibility for them now, is worth it. If they rush to judgment and do this vote on Friday, which they say they're going to do, and cynically hire a female to ask the questions because they're a bunch of old white men in the Republican side, and proceed that way and force this thing through so that they will have the Supreme Court for the next 20 years, that's clearly what Mitch McConnell wants. They risk losing their majority. And some of them, I think many of them, think it's worth it, you know, because the Supreme Court is, you can say anything you want about it, but it's the third major branch of government. I think it's the most political branch of all, to be honest with you. And it is a shame that they're going to force this thing through before the accusers and everybody have a time to say what they know about Judge Kavanaugh. It's really awful, and I don't know that there's much that can happen with it. You know, David, when Trump used to come to New York, he was staying out of New York. We all know this New Yorker was staying out of New York because there would be huge protests, hundreds of thousands of people. That's what I'm talking about when I say people may be trumped out. At this stage of the game, the opposition is not organized the way that you would think it might be. It just isn't there. And he comes to New York, he goes to the United Nations. In many people's minds, he disgraces the country. He's laughed at. And where are the people? So to me, that is a sign of what happened when you have an emerging threat to this country, the way so many other countries, which used to be democracies, had threats.
Of course, one group of people that's watching all this are the independent voters, Alan, as the midterms come closer.
David, the Republican numbers have held up pretty well, not perfectly, but in terms of supporting Trump. But the independents, in some of the polls that we have seen, are getting totally disgusted with the guy, and his numbers are going down. And it's the independents in Michigan and in Ohio and in Pennsylvania. Those are the people who are going to make the decision in this next election whether Trump continues as president. And so as his numbers continue to fall among independent voters, that tells you a great deal.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. This radio station is here for you. It's time for you to get to that lockbox, WAMC.org. We thank you.
Let's keep it personal, David. I am asking everybody to say this is worth it. This is a part of my life, and I'm going to put a little in. I've told you how much it could be. 5,000, it could be five. But if people turn their backs, it's over. It's that simple. I ask everybody, just go to WAMC.org and make it clear that you're in. That's what we need right now. It's personal.